This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
And welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB. Sorry about that. I'm usually used to having Action Jackson going in here and bringing us back on.
It's segment four, man. We got to be rolling by now. Four, we know what's going on.
And before the break, we were talking about our wonderful virtual reality goggles and screens and viewfinders and things like that. But we were talking about the different price points. But now we are getting into some
national
Facebook
news
provided by the Sports Doctor is actually to be doing the national Facebook news.
Today's headlines.
We don't need no stinking Jackson.
That's right. He don't know nothing anyway.
All right, so let's talk about your boy, Donald Trump. Devin?
Yes.
I need you to focus.
Huh? What?
Your boy, Donald Trump.
Good old DT.
The debate Thursday that he decided to boycott.
Yes. That's because Megyn Kelly was there.
And he just can't deal with her, you know? Just didn't have it in him because he felt like the first debate that she was the moderator on. She mm-hmm. just the questions, which they were. I mean,
they were terrible questions.
They were terrible questions. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what you signed up for.
You didn't sign up for terrible questions. You signed up for some decent questions.
But you have to be able to deal with that. Everything is not going to go your way, you know. So, she took some heat for that. But anyway, instead of the debate, Trump did a fundraiser for veterans and the wounded warriors.
Yeah.
So, which is great, obviously. But I missed hearing him say, "We don't win anymore." He says every single debate that he's ever been in. But in my opinion, though, I think it was a terrible decision on his part. He sends the message that he just can't handle, you know, when things don't go his way.
He kind of has that Zoolander look going on.
Yeah, the little mouth thing, you know, the little, what do they call that? The duck face?
He kind of puts the duck face on there.
We don't win anymore.
I'm serious. You go and you take Zoolander and you take a picture of the DT and that's it.
From the nose down.
I think he practiced. From Zoolander.
He's trying to be cool. He's trying to appeal to the Zoolander crowd. But I don't know. I just think it looks bad for him. But, Trump's also complained that the debates were too long and too frequent.
Now, here's the thing. I don't think that him skipping the debate is going to hurt him one bit. I think he's still going to win. Here's the thing. He's still going to win Iowa. And one of the things that he said was this. He said, "Hey, Fox News, I'm going to skip out in the debate. Good luck on your ratings."
That's what his goal was. That'd be interesting to see those numbers. But, you know, he honestly believes, and he said this.
Everybody's talking about it, so.
That's right. So are we. So, you know, he's said that his supporters are going to support him no matter what he does. And he said in a comment last Saturday that he could shoot a man dead in the street and wouldn't lose any supporters.
Except for that one.
No, that was a crew supporter.
And then right after that, he'd read something fitting out of 2 Corinthians.
We got into that last week. 2 Corinthians.
Dude, have you seen the guy that's been haunting the back of Ted Cruz? Says he's been following around. And he's holding up the sign that says Ted Cruz likes Nickelback.
I did see that. And
Are you sure it doesn't say bag at the bottom instead of bag?
No, Nickelback.
I just don't. I don't get that.
Well, Ted Cruz was born in Canada,
right?
Right, from the same area that Nickelback is from.
Uh huh.
And Nickelback is just a terrible band from that area. They are. Nickelback is terrible.
Tell us how you really feel.
Terrible. You got a Nickelback song in there that we can listen to on the playlist. That they've been played way too much.
Well, Justin Bieber's from Canada too. Does that mean he likes Justin Bieber too?
He probably does.
I mean,
Ted Cruz likes Justin Bieber.
and why do you
Ted Cruz has Bieber fever?
And why do you not have anything else to do but to follow him around with a sign It says Ted Cruz likes Nickelback.
That's all that's saying. Who is this kid that's following Ted Cruz around? Ted Cruz likes Nickelback.
Yet another unemployed Obama supporter.
That's right.
just my opinion.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Just my opinion.
Since we're talking about the DT.
The old Trump.
Without any hesitation.
Yeah.
Was that a Nickelback song?
Nope. That might have been. That's why they're so bad, because it wasn't
without
even
any
a song.
Hesitation.
We are going to prove to the world tonight that the Nerd Brigade knows how to rock. Tom, I have a very important mission in three parts. I need beer, and I need lots of beer. All right? Justin, I need babes. I need women. I need gorgeous, red-hot broads. You got me? Good.
There's construction going
Sweet.
On?
Sweet! Eric is here with the tunage! What do you got? Nickelback? You got me Nickelback? All right, fine. They'll do. Boys, get them in there. Nickelback.
You got me Nickelback. That's like finding out that Coldplay is playing halftime at the Super Bowl.
Oh my goodness.
Really?
Like, are you serious?
Coldplay?
All the bands you're going to bring.
All the people.
Coldplay.
I mean,
to the Super Bowl.
And One Direction.
And One Direction. I mean, you know, Bruno Mars actually did really well last
year. Yeah, he did.
I thought it was really, really good. I mean, that dude can sing, man. But Coldplay? Really?
They're terrible.
I just don't get it, man.
They should have had Nickelback on there instead. I think Nickelback and Coldplay, I think that would have been a really good.
Why don't you just put Train?
Oh, God. Train, Crash Test Dummies.
I want to marry you.
Should have had Crash Test Dummies. Seven Mary 3.
Crash Test. I mean, Seven Mary 3 was actually okay.
Yeah.
Crash Test Dummies. I mean, come on, man. Might as well.
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
That's a real band.
That was a real band.
$7.5 million of weed. It was a bust. That was done here in Nebraska.
What are you people on dope?
They were definitely on dope. $7.5 million worth. So the word spread last week that 28-year-old Isabel Millar of Martinez, however you'd prefer to say it.
Whatever.
Was arrested in Nebraska after authorities discovered her and two other men transporting more than 1,500 pounds of marijuana across the state.
They were in a mini, for sure.
They were not in a Mini Cooper.
Oh, they
were. I can assure you that. Those who knew Isabel say that she's one of the sweetest people you ever meet. I mean, that's the case.
Oh yeah, always. Never do anything wrong.
I would have never thought he would have killed all eight of those people, and then ate them. I mean, he was just the sweetest kid.
And then ate them.
And then ate them. I mean, come on, man.
Everybody talking about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Everybody thought Jeffrey Dahmer was just a stand-up guy. No, not so much. But so they furthered that by saying she was energetic, beautiful, outgoing, and extremely friendly.
She loves
everyone.
The
dance. She might have been a dancer.
Salsa dancer. Yeah.
I think that's an assumption that you just made. And friendly to everyone she encounters. I would imagine so. Didn't say anything about her being lethargic or anything, but, you know, there you go.
She could have been really hungry.
She eats a lot for some unusual
weird.
Reason. It's really, really strange. But she comes from a good, hardworking family who is now devastated by the charges their daughter is facing.
Mm.
So, you know, not something that every parent wants for their kid.
No.
You know, but sometimes it happens. She was involved in local church and actually went to at least two mission trips to the Dominican Republic and Haiti. I bet she did.
Well, she did.
She did not come back empty-handed. And as well as Honduras. Well,
oh.
There you go.
Oh.
Makes a lot of sense now. Two and two is starting to add up. Over the past few years. So she also loves to dance.
Told you.
You nailed it.
Told
about
you.
That? And could tear up the dance floor. But better than most anyone around, they said. But whether it was the salsa, the mambo, or the cha-cha, she
Told
knew
you.
Every step.
Told you she knew salsa.
See, you know.
I'm psychic.
Profiling over there, and you nailed it. Hasty, who has a degree in political science from Duke University, he's the graduate. He's a graduate from the University of Georgia School of Law.
Mm-hmm.
Has worked as the assistant public defender in the Augusta Judicial Circuit, the Office of Indigent Defense in Augusta, as well as Cobb and Blue Ridge Indigent Defense. Obviously, Millar knows a little bit about the law.
Is that the same as the Indigent Defense?
What'd I say, indigent?
Indigent.
Indigent, yeah.
Like, wow, yeah, this guy's an idiot.
Indigent. Deciduous.
He is B.O.B. Jim thinks the earth is flat.
The world's flat, man. Y'all are missing the boat on that. So, how did Millar...
They were delivering the weed to B.O.B. is what they were
that's
doing.
That's right, straight road. How did Millar...
have a problem.
...become involved in a $7.5 million drug bust in Nebraska? It is believed to be one of the biggest drug busts in Nebraska history. I imagine it would be. Those who knew Millar say she was super sweet, obviously. They also say that she could be easily distracted.
Mm. Well, she shouldn't have been driving an RV, that's for sure.
Full of pot.
The smoke coming out of the doors kind of gave it away.
That's right.
Which leads to her sometimes considering businesses that can turn a quick buck.
Sounds like a Cheech and Chong movie.
I know, that's perfect.
That or they were watching Half-Baked while they were driving. One of the two.
So Millar was officially charged with...
I'd rather watch the porn and get ejected out of the sunroof or moonroof.
Two hands on the wheel, please.
That's right.
At all times. They also say she was charged with manufacturing and distributing a controlled substance and with intent to deliver a controlled substance in Nebraska.
Is this the stupid criminal segment?
It's not. It's not the stupid criminal. It could be, though. But that's a lot of money, though, man. She was arrested with the two other men facing similar charges.
That's a lot of weed.
I'm going to try to say these names, okay?
Don't.
Rahman Nabavi,
28. Yeah. That was her boyfriend.
Wow. Abbas Haji Anbarzi, 51. So
that was the father. That was the father figure of the group.
He was the 50. Yeah, he was 51. He was leading them.
Yeah, he was
making sure they stayed morally grounded.
That's right.
At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Both of them from the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some local news for
local
you.
Local news tie-in. Yep. Arrested in Nebraska.
So what they were driving a 2015 Ford E350 RV near Lincoln, Nebraska, with the passenger Nabavi, who is believed to be her boyfriend when she was arrested. So there you go. Busted. Done.
Bad and busted.
That's right. So also on Facebook, we had the... there's a lot of information blowing up all over Facebook for the 30th anniversary.
My main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody.
The 30th anniversary of the Shuttle Challenger.
That was tasteless.
Tasteless. Didn't have any taste. I didn't taste anything.
That was tasteless.
The tragedy of the Challenger 30 years ago. Wow, 1986.
I was in kindergarten.
Yeah. I was actually in school in Florida. I want to say second grade, and we actually would go outside and watch the shuttles taking off. I remember seeing that. I actually watched that happen. So I can't believe that was 30 years ago. It just tells you how old Devin is. So
not old, not as old as Professor D.
Professor,
he's ancient.
Professor D's wise.
That's why we call him Professor.
At what point do you go past old and you're wise now?
When you get to be my age.
Just why?
I was just thinking y'all are in school. I was 2 years post or 4 years post graduation.
He was mixing the radio by when that happened. But that was definitely a time changing tragedy then, and that's 30 years ago. So that was something that you saw a lot of, and a lot of people in our age range can really remember that right. day and when it happened and what they were doing and whatnot. So.
Well, you know, this is one of those events. I mean, there's certain events that happen that you can go and you can pinpoint when those events occurred, and you can say, you know what, I remember where I was this day. You know, those people that were alive when that they're not obviously that old, but they were alive when John F. Kennedy got shot. You know, right. they can pinpoint. They know exactly where they were. You know, I remember exactly where I was when 9/11 occurred. I remember exactly... I remember, you know, where I was, you know, when this happened. I mean, even though I was in kindergarten, I remember it very, very vividly. It was teacher coming in there, and they talked about the Challenger, you know, lifting off and blowing up, and we had a little TV that was at the school, and we watched it on TV. You know, there's all these different types of events that goes on in our lives, and it's funny how we are as humans, because we can go and like certain smells will also trigger memories, and it's like, man, I remember exactly
songs,
where I was.
We'll
songs. Yeah, I mean,
well, and you know, like you said, the 9/11, a lot of the younger kids that were our age when that happened, like in elementary school, mm-hmm. or whatever, when the space shuttle happened for us, they're going to remember that. You know, they're going to remember mm-hmm. watching it on, you know, on TV or hearing about it or whatever the case may be, just like we will. You know, like you said, everybody remembers where they were when that happened or when they find out. So
I don't remember where I was when Kennedy was shot, but I know where I was. I was in my mom's womb, because that was about a month and a half or a month and a few days before I was born.
So, yeah, I don't.
I don't remember.
I wasn't even a blip on the radar.
No, I wasn't even a speck in anybody's eye,
or anybody's anything. Whatever. Anything else?
Whatever. I was born. I was born in 80, so it was not. Yeah.
All right. So here's my feel good story for the day. Okay.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Feel good.
In Pennsylvania.
I hope it's better than B.O.B., my focus story.
It feels good to call anybody else an idiot.
Oh, it does. He's an idiot.
In Pennsylvania, two 15-year-old boys that helped stop a kidnapping of a 5-year-old girl.
Oh, wow.
And there was announced locally in the area that they're... Jocelyn Rojas was basically playing in the front yard, in her front yard, and then just went missing. And the parents started, obviously the parents and the grandmother were, you know, running around trying to find her. And there were two boys, in the neighborhood, that were on their bikes and happened to see a car drive by that had the little girl in the back of it. And, Tamar Boggs, who was one of the 15-year-olds and his friend, they basically took off on their bikes in the search, and about a half a mile away, they spotted Jocelyn in a sedan. Hmm. But the driver was elusive and, you know, obviously trying to get out of there because he realized that the two kids were chasing him, you know, on their bikes. And he said every time we'd go down the street, he'd turn back around, and then we'd, you know, continue to follow him. And they basically chased the alleged kidnapper on their bikes for 15 minutes. They followed this guy and kept, you know, and obviously kept up with him. The driver apparently knew he was being followed, as I said, and he basically stopped at the end of the hill and let her out. And she promptly then ran to the two boys on the bike, and they returned her to her family. Mm. So that's awesome, man. I mean, you know, and I saw an interview with the grandmother on TV, and she was just, it looked like she just got out of the shower. I mean, she was, her hair was soaking wet, you know, she was just where they had been panically running around looking for this little girl.
Right.
And I can't imagine, you know, the fear that you have, you yep. know, when you know something like that's happening, you suddenly start to realize how big the world is, you know, and she could be anywhere, you know, you know, and you just kind of, just the hopefulness that you must feel. But but the police are looking for the suspect right now, described as a male between the ages of 50 and 70. So it's an older guy. He's driving a reddish purple or maroon car with round taillights, and the man was wearing green shoes, green pants, and a red and white striped shirt, and he walked with a limp. So
gimp leg.
I did not realize the Jolly Green Giant was a pimp.
Mr. White folks.
So, although the suspect remains at large, Tamar feels good about finding Jocelyn, obviously. He said that, "I just feel like I did something very accomplishing today," the teen said. And the girl's family just couldn't agree more. They just a great story that you can help other people, you know.
Right.
You know, as a kid helping a kid in that situation, so. Great story.
Yeah, that's a good feel-good story.
News is dead.
News is dead? Well, you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB, and we'll be right back.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.